Divorce watch has begun for Ben Affleck. He has moved out of the marital home that he shared with J-Lo.
$65 million.
I mean, it's only a matter of time now at this point, right?
Right, unless they reconcile, but it doesn't look like it.
No, because he's moved out. And I don't... So they're not... There's been no filing for anything that we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's moved out. So what does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you this, Katie, yeah. And I'll tell you right now.
Yes, I'm ready.
Since
I'm
we're
here.
Live on the air, I
I'm
should probably tell it. You right this second. No, but attorneys tell you don't move out of the house unless you have an agreement.
Because what's the thought?
The thought is that you're abandoning the marriage and it makes you look bad.
Okay.
And then also you can almost like you're giving up on the house too. So there's a iffy,
but
it doesn't mean you necessarily are, but usually you're better off having some sort of written agreement. I'm moving out because of this, because we're going through a separation and we're trying to get our affairs in order. But if you just move out and leave,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look good. It looks like you abandoned the marriage.
Is that, does that go for if you have children together as well?
Especially.
Okay. So you're what if there's one person, what if you both, both of you don't want to move out of the house.
Then you stay.
But then you, but by law, I think at least in this state, you have to be separated for a year. And if you're living in the same house, regardless of different rooms or anything, that does not count.
Correct. Like you could seriously live, not even talk to each other for 10 years and you live in the same house. You can't get divorced in this state.
So what happens then if you don't want to, each person doesn't want to leave the house, but you
somebody
don't.
Lies and say we've been separated and you just make up a date. I know people have done that.
Oh,
does that work?
As long as you don't, no one else knows. And they, if no one else is going to say anything about it, which mm-hmm. why would they?
Because mm-hmm. when you, well, don't you have to prove it with some kind of
nope.
address?
Nope.
You don't have to prove it with an address. Another.
Nope. Just say they ask you. They, I've done this twice. They just ask you when did you move out.
He knows.
And the thing is, Kelly and I at one point were trying to move it up. Like, can we just get this over with?
Yeah.
It was like 6 months in. We're like, this is ridiculous. And then, but the problem was I had filed a lawsuit against her.
Oh.
And so there was a date
add.
That had when I moved out, so we couldn't.
I see.
Screwed myself.
There it is.
They also say like if, and this happens a lot, when people are separated, they end up hooking up again. And if you even spend the night, it could restart the clock.
Oh, my
but somebody
gosh.
Would have to tell.
Right.
Somebody would have to say that.
And I'll be honest, there was some of that that happened.
Oh, boy.
And I made sure we were
oh,
still
boy.
Married. We're still married.
Okay.
And so I made sure I left.
Mm-hmm.
You're not spending the night.
Wait, I was like, all right, I would so let me ask you this.
You're not resetting this clock, baby.
This clock is not restarted.
Does that count as a one night stand?
Yes, I was
exactly.
married.
Oh.
Technically.
Yeah.
Right. But,
but
I wanted, does it restart the clock because you spent the night or if you leave, even though you did it?
Restart the clock if you stay the night. That's my understanding.
Okay. So you can do it and leave and you're
right.
okay.
They're saying, you know, but it gets murky. It
yeah.
gets murky.
And somebody has to tell. Somebody has to admit
and
that.
And somebody would have to, like, if somebody wanted to prolong
could.
It, they could
yes.
say,
yeah.
they could say, hey, he or she came over
mm-hmm.
and they stayed the night or stayed the weekend or we went on vacation together. We're trying to work it out. It can
mm-hmm.
restart the clock.
Oh, my gosh.
They could say he was wandering through my woods and got a tick on his back. They could say that if they wanted, right? If hypothetically,
if, yeah. by chance.
If they wanted.
Yeah, sure.
They could say that.
I was invited. It's like True Blood. The vampires have to invite you in. Or if you're a vampire, they have to be invited in.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. But there's mm-hmm. a... Okay.
And since you got your blood sucked by a tick.
Wow.
Since you brought it up. Since you brought it up.
I've been waiting. I've been sitting on that one.
Well, and then whatever.
Perfect.
We were married, uh-huh. and then there was a time, I'll be honest, there was a time 4 months, we hadn't talked to each other at all, right?
The heart was growing fonder?
No, I mean, it was just like, it was so heated, and I didn't want it to be heated. I really didn't. I was like, can we just get on? But anyway, and there's lawsuits and all this stuff, Anyway, some that stuff got settled, and we kind of had we were working on an agreement together. And we were talking more.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, one night, I was invited to come over. And I was like, what? I was like shocked.
He was like, hot damn.
I'll be right there.
And I was like,
I'm backed up.
Hot damn.
Very backed
and I'm thinking, I'm not dating anybody. It's like, you know, uh-huh. it's like, okay. And then we're
familiar
still,
territory.
We're still married. And then you never know. Then in the back of your mind, like, are we going to work this? I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. There's so many emotions when you're separated.
Which is probably why the clock restarts. Because
right.
people know that there are so many emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I was invited. We were being nice on the phone, and it kind of came to like, hey, do you? And I was like, oh, okay.
Like, you know I do.
Yeah. And I was like, but you live next door to your parents. Where do I park your car? And she was like, you cannot park in my driveway. They will flip out.
And that road that you're on, it's you can't just park on the side of the road.
No, your car would be smashed.
Yeah.
It's a busy, that's 150.
Yeah, it's a busy road. It's a busy road.
It's like your teenager.
It is.
And so
sneaking out. Did you get an Uber?
I did as a teenager.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why it's so interesting
you.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've stuck out with a car before, but not to hook up. And so I parked on a side road, and I'm running through the woods to go into my own home that I pay for.
Wait, so this is like a back neighborhood or something?
Yes.
The back, so you're behind your off the main road is a regular neighborhood, but your house is not attached to a regular neighborhood at
so
that time.
I'm going through the woods.
As a grown man, let's just point out, a grown man.
To go to the house that I also paid for.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Help pay for.
Right? Father of three.
Right.
Grown man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Traipsing through the woods to go get some.
Yeah. Yep. And then I
will do whatever it takes. Katie, obviously.
And I knocked on the back door. Happened.
She said, enter.
Yep. And then
in two ways than one.
Yeah. And we did our thing. And then it was like,
get out.
I was like, all right, see ya.
I have to leave or the clock will reset.
Yeah. And it was like, where's your phone?
Do you see now this sets the perfect example of how I always say it just always seems worse. It's like Jared just broken and left. Both ways, his own home and her. That's what I'm saying. It's so more detrimental. Anyways,
he was invited.
I was invited, and we were married. Yes. And it's not like somebody I didn't know.
But
I
mean, it's like he messed up the house and left.
No, I don't.
No.
Well, if this audio is deposed, you can explain that.
Let it be known, we don't agree.
We don't agree.
No, it's like
I know what you mean.
You know how I always say that I think it's worse sometimes. I know people don't like this, but it's almost worse, at least on the physical level, with like when cheating goes on, that for. When a woman does it, then a man, because a woman is got messed up a little bit and the guy just leaves.
No, you are giving yourself way too much credit. You think you give it so great that you're messing things up?
I don't
know. I doubt it.
Okay, are you on your period?
I doubt
now?
It. No,
is this the PMS thing?
I shared my
Where's
tracker
your button?
With you.
Turn
you
it
know.
Off, Brenna.
I don't have it.
And my gosh, you can't even see the analogy.
I just don't. I mean, you're giving yourself an incredible amount from the dawn of time, and you're like, man, I messed it up. No, you didn't.
No, not messed it up. Can anybody see this here?
I know what you mean. Like, not like, I messed it up, but it does seem more invasive. It is more.
Invading.
It's technically more invasive.
It's the way it was designed.
Right, right.
Yes.
It's like
but it is.
It's like if you had a knife and you're doing the stabbing. It's
how
like,
else would you like it to happen?
I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I like the way it happens.
That's all I'm saying. Don't, you know.
But no, I know what you mean, Jason, as far as like, especially if like you have an ex and you know they're moved on with somebody else.
Yes.
The idea of another man doing that, you're like,
yes. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Can we move on from this tangent and get back to Jared running through the woods?
Yeah. Seriously.
Please.
Tick on his back.
We need to talk about Jason messing up anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not.
This is embarrassing. I would hear it.
And so this happened, I don't know, 6 to 8 times in that month. It was like April of the month we got separated, or the year we got separated.
Man, you were putting yourself back.
Yeah, and then,
Could have been. Then
we talked about it. We did talk like, can we figure it? And then we couldn't.
So did you get a tick?
And then one day I came into work. I don't know if that was the second. Then there's a series of times in August.
You had been sitting, like literally sitting with that tick on your back for
that's
a
right.
week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. It must have been then. And then I remember at night, I remember I rolled over and like I felt like a pinch on my back, but I was like, who knows? Be like Cheetos in the bed. I have no idea. Doritos I rolled over on.
We know how you're living.
Yeah, I was
we
like, I'm a newly single. I have no idea what I'm doing. And then Katie was like, I said, that's something on my back. And she looked. She's like, I think it's a tick. And I think Jason said, no, it's a mole. And then sure enough, she put like a Q-tip with alcohol on it and it fell out or whatever.
And went tweezers. I happened to have tweezers in my purse.
Yeah.
And then I had to go get tested for Lyme, all the stuff. And luckily I didn't have all that.
I say one of our most viewed TikToks.
It is. It's our second most viewed TikTok of all time.
If only you knew at the time, not you, but our listeners, if only you as listeners knew what we knew.
Yes, I couldn't talk about being separated at the time.
Came from Jared going through the woods trying to break into somebody's house, which was his own.
For the record, did not break into a house. I was invited. I also have text messages and audio messages for proof.
Obviously, I know that.
No, I'm saying on my end because. You know, it was so.
Oh, I know
things
that.
Were so
like,
heated.
I've got video. I've got photos.
I seriously would be like, I am now going over to, and I would call and be like, so what do you want me to do? And I mean, just so I had it, just in case it was something I did.
That's hot.
Because it was so heated at the time.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
And then that went away for a while, and then we tried again. That happened one or two times in in August of that year. But that's been a couple of years now.
Yeah,
so
that was it.
Yep.
And no Lyme disease, so that's
no
good.
Lyme disease. Yeah, but I felt like a psycho because I'm like, then I have to find like new ways because I don't keep going through the same person's backyard.
They're gonna report you to the sheriff.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I think it's Jared from that morning show. I don't know.
He's all out of breath and everything. Hey, must be.
Is that Bigfoot? Sasquatch? I don't know.